You are tuned in to another edition of Americana Music Profiles, brought to you by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine and AmericanaMusicMagazine.com. I'm your host, Greg Tutwiler. Let's jump right in to the next exciting interview. For this edition of Americana Music Profiles, we're going to do something a little different. My guest is Ted Swartzball, who, along with his wife, Carrie, owns the company Tarpestry. The short of it is, Tarpestry is a waterproof ground covering that's perfect for festivals and other outdoor events. Join me now as Ted and I have a conversation about the history of Tarpestry and how you can get your own unique, personal, waterproof ground blanket. Hi, Ted. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, how's it going, Greg?
Good. So we're going to do something a little different today. Normally, we're more often than not talking to artists about their music, but Ted and I bumped into each other several years ago, and they've created a really unique product that goes hand in hand with festivals and music and the way you get to enjoy music. So it seemed like a really neat thing to sit down and talk to Ted about their product called Tarpestry, which, if you can't derive from the name, it's tarp combined with tapestry to create a really neat ground covering. So, Ted, if you can give me, obviously that's a very brief explanation of what you guys are up to, but tell me about the product, and then we're going to back up a little bit and kind of learn about the history.
All right, cool. So basically you hit the head on the nail. It's basically a glorified outdoor blanket. We designed it with functionality and, artistic, virtue involved. So basically it's made out of a polyester backing that's water repellent, super durable. We did a bunch of tests to make sure that it was, dance worthy. And then on top meet different artists out on the road and stuff, and we'll collaborate with those different artists. Sometimes there is a collection of artwork that we also can just pick from as well for our different designs. So the top side is a aesthetic, patterned, piece of art where it can also be used in front of your campsite or, obviously to sit on at the concert.
Well, I remember the first time that I saw it, my wife and I were at Merlefest, and there was a couple in front of us that had this really, we had our flannel blanket laid out on the ground, and it had, I believe it had rained or was looking like it was going to rain, and there was a couple in front of us that had this really cool tapestry looking thing laid out on the ground in front of us, and my wife and I were kind of like, we need one of those, and so we struck up a conversation with him, and he went into this really cool pitch about the product, and so it turns out I think I've got the connection correct, it was your dad, and because we asked him about the product, and he goes, well, I'm kind of biased, he said, I actually didn't pay for it, my son owns the company. So but it really it was very striking, and it was very and of course he shared with us, it rained earlier, we just picked it up off the ground and wrapped it around us, and so it serves all these kind of unique purposes. So you go to these events, or you go to the beach, or you go to the mountains, and we all think about throwing a blanket or something out on the ground, but this is obviously, as you said, a whole lot more thought put into it than that. Give me the story, how this came to be in the first place.
Yeah, well, it's a fun story. So Carrie and I, after college, we moved to Denver, Colorado, and just kind of had some service industry jobs. Both of us ended up working for a screen print company. The owner, printed T-shirts, but also rock concert posters. And so we started doing festivals with the T-shirts.
Okay.
And so we're kind of on the circuit. And Carrie's stepdad actually was at one of the events, and it rained, of course, as it does at festivals. And then he came over to our booth just to get dry, and he had his soggy blanket and just kind of ran this, it was kind of rambling, but he just ran this pitch of, you know, well, this would be a cool product. It would be helpful at festivals of a water repellent blanket. And
yeah.
It's just kind of a passing thing where we're like, oh, yeah, it would be. So then we were packing up that festival, and, you know, with the t-shirts, we had tapestries to make the booth look nice, and we used tarps for rain, obviously. So we had the stacks of tarps and then the stacks of tapestries sitting next to each other, and it was just one of those, like, light bulb moments.
Yeah,
of like,
yeah.
I think these could actually, this, there's something here. So yeah, I mean, the t-shirt company ended up not working out at the end of the year, and we just wanted to really see if we could make it happen. And I think the funniest part was that we took a blue tarp and a tapestry, and we the original one we used was like the hammer-on snaps.
Oh, right. Okay.
So we literally snapped the tapestry to the tarp, and it was kind of like, ta-da, you know.
Yeah. So I obviously the product that you guys have out there now is very high quality. You know, it's obviously not two pieces of material snapped together. How did you get from that to the piece that you have now?
Yeah. So after that, we realized that was not really going to obviously cut mustard. So I ended up actually taking a sewing class. And we sewed up like two or three on our own with just some, we didn't know about the fabric industry at that point
right.
too well. And so we had those, I was, you know, a rookie sewer, so it came out all crooked and the fabrics that we were using weren't really great. So we just kind of fished around and called a couple different manufacturers just to see if they'd be interested in making a prototype for us, and learned about, you know, the millions of different kinds of fabrics that are water repellent. We tested a bunch of them, and we found a sewer or manufacturer in Denver, Colorado, that was willing to put a few together for us. And yeah, our goal was to really make it like a tarp, so you could
right.
use it like a tarp. So the grommet rings were essential right from the get go.
Okay.
It has a pocket on it now. And I think that may have been added after the first batch. And so, yeah, it was just kind of a very hands-on learning experience about fabrics, about, you know, interactions with the artists and just kind of the whole nine. The manufacturing was all new to us, too. So
were you guys trying to hold down day jobs while you're building these prototypes and getting the company off the ground?
Well, we basically at that point we kind of resorted to part-time jobs as opposed to full-time jobs.
Okay.
And yeah, so we went in full force with trying to focus our energy just on tarpestry, but you know, we had food industry experience, so we picked up a couple shifts there. You know, there were some other things. I had the screen printing experience, so I was able to do a little bit there. I ended up actually even being a coach for gymnastics.
Oh, cool.
For
okay.
About 6 to 8 months as well. So
yeah.
That was kind of interesting. But,
which is back to your roots. We were talking about that offline, and you actually went to school for gymnastics, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's cool.
So interesting. Yeah, so it wasn't, you know, we definitely had to work our way to where we are, and, you know, that included doing part-time stuff, primarily in the off-season, you know, in the winter,
sure.
fall, winter months, just to kind of keep things going, keep things floating. So, yeah.
At some point here not too long ago, you guys decided to make the move and come back closer to your roots in North Carolina and leave the Colorado scene behind?
That's right. Yeah, it was definitely a tough move. We didn't know, you know, if it was the right thing to do or not. But, you know, being closer to family and just the East Coast, you know, has a nice culture and everything else. And it just, yeah, we just decided it was the right thing to do.
You mentioned a couple minutes ago collaborating with artists. You've got some really cool designs, and so I'm presuming that most of your most of the product is paired with an artist's design of some sort. What is the process? How long does it take from, hey, we like that design, you know, can we get that onto a tapestry for you? What how long does that take? What from conception to product?
That one's interesting because a lot of times it depends on the artist. You know, some artists, a lot of artists, I guess, will work directly with us and are, you know, it's a pretty easy approach. A couple I've just honestly contacted through Facebook, like, you know, just at, hey, General, hey, saw you at this event, really like your art, wondering if you'd be interested in the collaboration. And, you know, artists, they've been pretty receptive. There have been a couple artists that, you know, they have more of a team or a management kind of staff. And so, yeah, there have been a couple instances where it took a little bit longer. There was more paperwork or more, working out agreements and detail and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I would say, you know, maybe from beginning of contact, depending on the artist, it could take, you know, 2, 3, even 4 months sometimes.
Okay. And I presume that you have to print more than one piece of material to work with, right? Do you contract a certain number of pieces?
Right, yeah. So we do. We typically do, our minimum runs are 24 pieces.
Okay.
And also we do, like, most of the time we do limited edition runs. So, it kind of gives the authenticity of, you know, those designs and the uniqueness and all that. So that's kind of cool.
Do you have different sizes, different thicknesses? Is it one size fits all kind of thing, or do you have some flexibility in what you've put together?
Yeah, we have a little flexibility. We have our standard, you know, size and material that we prefer to use. We do have a few different styles. So we have one that we use outdoor fabric on the top. We have a style in which we use a cotton top, and then more with the artist editions, it's kind of a synthetic blend of materials to make that fabric. And it's just based on basically what the printing capabilities are. So there are some different feels to it. They've all held up really well. Obviously, the ones with waterfall top and bottom have a little bit of a thicker, edgier feel to it.
Yeah. Outside of the festival realm, are you finding folks in other different areas of use finding this as a useful product also?
For sure. Yeah, we've from the beginning been open and interested in kind of interacting with any community and all communities that are, you know, have interest. I think, you know, just the outdoor community in general, not necessarily festival, but, you know, your day campers or hikers or even kayakers and rafters and stuff like that, have definitely used them. I know I use them, and I have friends that use them for, you know, snowboarding, skiing and stuff. It's good to put your boots, your wet boots on it in the car, or do a boot change. So there are different avenues or different groups of people. And I think also, like, kind of the outdoor sports community has started to kind of take notice too. So whether it's like a little league baseball group, or like soccer community and stuff like that, that's kind of people are starting to take notice in those realms too.
I guess it could be even be used as a makeshift shelter at times.
I mean, it definitely has done that a few times for us. Yeah. I know, and then it's kind of fun working in the booth, and customers will come up and just tell us these stories about how, in a pinch, it saved them you know, as a shelter, protected their bike or something in a storm, or just kind of all sorts of funny stories like that.
Yeah, that's cool. So if folks want to get in touch, they want to see the product, do you have a list of where you guys are going to be, you know, this season, festival wise? Obviously there's a website we can share. What's the best way for people to get a chance to hold it, feel it, experience it, and talk to you about purchasing one for themselves?
Yeah, for sure. Well, obviously we do have the website for, you know, the visual, and on the website we do have our travel schedule. And we keep it up to date based on, you know, our acceptance to the different events. So we won't post it until we're accepted. But, so events, the furthest west we'll go is to Colorado. We do a lot of East Coast events, North Carolina, Virginia, sometimes in New York and Florida. So those festivals are the best place to get a hands-on experience. We are based in Boone, North Carolina, so, and you know, we would be open to meet in this area. I know it's kind of remote for most people.
Yeah.
And beyond that, there's a few stores that carry them. We're kind of reworking our marketing in that direction, and so hopefully there'll be more in the future.
Yeah. Okay. Do you do custom orders?
We definitely do custom orders, so we can do custom orders for, you know, a graduation, if you want to just a photo for your graduation, or for your kid's graduation or something. But we can also do custom orders for businesses or corporations or bands and festivals and stuff like that too.
Okay.
So those are more of the larger custom orders, but we can do singles as well.
Okay. So in theory, I could send you a picture or a logo or a picture somewhere that I photographed, and you can turn that into a tapestry for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Do you guys print those yourself and then have them produced, or do you have a manufacturer that puts that stuff together for you?
Well, we have a printer as well. We have a few different printers, but yeah, we have a printer that does specifically the high resolution images like that.
Yeah.
And we take that to our manufacturer for the final production.
Yeah, that's awesome. So tell us the website, phone number, how people can reach out.
Yeah, so the website is tarpestry.com, and the phone number is 336-687-5638. The website is the best place to check everything out. We do have our social media stuff going, so we're on Instagram as Tarpestry, and we're on Facebook as Tarpestry. And I've even set up on Facebook, I set up a little group called Team Tarpestry. So
okay.
If you're a Tarpestry owner,
yeah,
and you go to that, sometimes we'll do promos, sometimes it's just a good way to connect. So if you know, there's, you can just reach out if you're going to an event or festival. You can reach out and say, "Hey, is anybody else that has a tarpestry going?" And you know,
yeah,
you can maybe form a tarpestry campsite or
yeah,
along those
that's
lines.
Cool. Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Ted. I appreciate it. This has been interesting to learn more about what you guys are up to, and we certainly wish you the best. And I look forward to seeing you at a festival out here real soon.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you, Greg, and happy to be here and talk with you.
Thanks again for tuning in to this episode of Americana Music Profiles. Find us on iTunes at Americana Music Profiles and on the internet at AmericanaRhythm.com.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.